Hello, this 5 minutes to prophet is the word of God, episode 180. So we go to our fundamental scripture, which I also say is our golden scripture, found in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And you should be able to say it on hand by now. Let's go, Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4:12. Then we box it up with James 1:22. They become two scriptures. So James 1:22, he said, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And I always add, you will not walk in self-delusion in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're looking at James 1 from verse 21 to 25, and we realize that according to the King James Version, if you are one who reads the word, you study the word, you memorize the word, whatever you do to the word, if you do not get to the stage where you are a doer of the word, where you are one who is walking, practicing the word, you are practicing, you're putting the word into practice, then he says that you be likened to a man who takes the mirror, looks at his own self, and then even though he beholds himself, he goeth his way. That is where we were in the last episode. He said that you will be a hearer of the word. When you are a hearer of the word, and then you hear the word, but you go your own way. Ah, this is so sad. But whosoever, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. So you're looking at your natural face, natural. That word, even natural, because the natural is the natural senses. Natural senses. You see, because you are a spirit, I say it so often. We have a book called Seven Great Principles. If you've been listening to me, then you know that you're a spirit, you have a soul, and you're in a body. And I quote all the scriptures. But listen to this. Why are we in the body? So that we can relate with our natural world. Because when I say drive to your next city, you cannot close your eyes and go to that city. No, you are supposed to use your senses, which is your sight, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling. You need to use it to be able to live on this earth. You have to use it. But we do not live according to our senses. When you become a Christian, that is not what guides you. It's no longer your senses that are guiding you. What is your guide now? The word. The word of God becomes your guide. But many people do not know, and they still live like natural men. So somebody will just say, "I don't feel like talking to anybody," and you are in a mood. Why? What is the meaning of you don't feel? You don't live by feeling. We live by the word of God. For we live by faith. We live by God's word. We live, that is where we live now. It is not by feeling. Now, if we all decided to go according to our feeling, the world would be in chaos. Because somebody will feel like sleeping with another person's wife. Somebody will feel like sleeping with another person's husband. Somebody will feel like taking somebody's money. Somebody will feel, then there will be chaos in this world. So even in the natural sense, we will do laws that will guide us. Natural laws that will guide every city, every nation will have laws. Because if there are no laws, people who want to walk according to their natural senses will bring the whole world into chaos. But you see, the laws that were given in the old covenant could not hold them, could not work. Why? Because we're by nature. Nature, when you look at Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1, talking about that you have been quickened. You have been quickened. We have been quickened. Even though we were once dead in our sins, we have been made alive by Christ. So the natural man, the natural man, finds it so difficult to live by any kind of law, because by nature he is rebellious. So what did God do? What would God do? God recreated the man. And by recreation, now we don't have to live by our natural senses again. We can live by the new man who is inside, the recreated man who is within us. And how are you going to live by that? The new man lives by God's word. The new man lives by God's word. So you cannot live in your natural, and that is where people go wrong. So the person is a Christian, has been a believer for so many years, but is living like a natural man. You won't be able to tell the difference between that person and an unbeliever. And then you hear people say, hey, they said they are born again. They said they are born. Why are they saying that? Because that man who is born again is not living by his spirit, new man who is inside. He's living by the natural. And therefore, he's going his own way. Oh, then, as usual, what would the results be? They are producing chaos. But God says that that is not his will for us. If we live, we are doers of the word, we live by the word, we are going to see a new law, the law of love, working in our members, and we'll be amazed at the results. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.